Lisa, thank you so much for inviting us back for Galesburg Live.
Hi, Chris. And it's wonderful to be with you again. Thank you so much.
I know you were so busy, and we appreciate you allowing us to take over your office here. But we're going to talk about some very important things, and we've got a short time to do it. So I want to talk about the state of healthcare here in this area, and OSF has stepped up to the challenge. And we're going to talk a little bit about those things that you're dealing with right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that. So, you know, really, when you think about rural healthcare and the landscape across the country, and certainly within our own region, you know, the forces that challenge us right now aren't unique to OSF, but we certainly are making business decisions that really support our mission to serve our rural communities. Rural healthcare is really essential in order to provide access to high-quality services, comprehensive care to our communities right here close to home, and prevent patients from having to travel outside of their local communities, 45 minutes to an hour to 2 hours away, to receive those services. So we're really proud of what we do to support rural healthcare here at OSF.
Patient activity demand is still really great here. How's things going with the ER? And I mean, we had you know, stories of the ER being overflowing and all that, but you've taken steps to try to fix that and make that easier for patients. So how's that going?
Absolutely. So, you know, we are continually working on any and every opportunity to improve access. What we recognized was we really needed to add the opportunity for additional same-day services within Galesburg. Mm-hmm. So opening up more slots in our primary care physicians' offices, the prompt care hours, and expanding providers down there, as well as the addition of our OSF on-call urgent care up there by Walmart here in Galesburg, that's open 365 days a year, and certainly offers virtual visits as well as the same-day visits from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. Let's talk about some of the – it's been a busy year for 2023 for OSF and – well, and not just OSF St. Mary, but OSF Holy Family. Let's talk a little bit about this past year.
Yeah.
It's only half over.
Yeah, it is only half over. We've really had a very busy year at St. Mary and Holy Family. A lot of continued investment in our communities and caring for them. Really the past few years with a new family birthing center, a brand new surgery floor, our Center for Outpatient Services, where we do outpatient infusions and care for patients in that arena, as well as a new laboratory, ICU, our hangar project and our brick replacement project, just to name a few. So lots of investment here on the campus and across the community. And certainly at Holy Family, our new emergency department up and running, and we've seen about a 30% increase in volume in that department, and that team's doing an amazing job in that new space.
You added 10,000 square feet and 10 patient rooms.
We did.
Wow.
So 10,000 square feet, 10 patient rooms, a dedicated triage rooms, behavioral health space, and that's at our Holy Family Emergency Department, and much needed, and but just a wonderful department that's doing really great things to care for our community across the region.
Now, we're going to get into this later on in our conversation, but when we talk about some of the things that are coming up that OSF has, you were very excited about the oncology services coming to this campus, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So OSF, you know, just to launch off of our OSF, our Cancer Institute that's being built in Peoria, which is really going to be absolute state-of-the-art progressive oncology care across the state. Really, we will be looking at the opportunities to then have that outreach right here to our rural communities here in Galesburg. So there is more to come, some exciting things coming here to campus with regard to the oncology service line. And what does that look like to have that rural hub here right here in Galesburg to serve oncology services?
Right. Holy Family has expanded its services. Wound care center, cataract surgeries. Can you talk a little bit more about that and what it means for patients?
Yes. So a lot of growth on the Holy Family campus in Monmouth as well to serve the region. We do all of our ophthalmology services over at the Holy Family campus, as well as other outpatient surgeries. We also have a wound care clinic that's doing amazing things to help patients with chronic or non-healing wounds. And that team, we've just expanded days and hours on that clinic. Very robust, very busy clinic. A great team, just very engaged in that work and really high heal rates for our patients. So very, very proud of the work that team is doing.
And the when I drove in here, I saw the helicopter over here, and the hangar project was a big thing to complete.
Yes.
And what does that mean for our community here at rural healthcare?
Yeah, really important. So really seeing the opportunity to better serve our rural communities with that real-time response at the times when you need them the most, and minutes matter. So we added the LifeFlight hangar here on campus. So we now have LifeFlight services positioned here in our rural community 24/7. And so they go out and respond in the field. They also, of course, serve our local hospital here to transport patients in need. But they're just an amazing crew that we're just blessed to have serving our rural communities.
Now, of all the things we've talked about, probably the biggest question you get is about the cottage hospital building.
Yes.
That OSF
Absolutely.
Purchased. So could you talk about that?
It's the million-dollar question. Yes. It's the question we get asked time and time again. And we are actually in the midst right now of doing master facility planning and strategic planning for that campus. Very excited about that.
And you call it OSF South.
Yes, we lovingly refer to it as St. Mary's South.
St. Mary's South.
St. Mary's South. And we are doing strategic planning, facility planning for that campus. Very excited about the opportunity. We have relocated some services down to the campus, but we will have further planning around that and are looking forward to really being able to expand. We have a lot of growth. St. Mary's continues to thrive up on campus and a lot of growth. Great vision for continued growth within the community, and we certainly that space much needed as we continue to expand down to that campus in the near future.
So to be continued.
To be continued, absolutely. It takes a little time to really prepare that vision and do the strategic planning to make the right investments for our community down at that campus.
Lisa, we'll talk about new physicians you've hired this year, APRNs, PAs, certified nurse midwives, but there's a new surgeon starting.
There is. Dr. Samuel Vasquez will be starting with us. We're very excited about him. He will be here early September and our fourth general surgeon to serve our communities. Excellent addition to the team. Very excited about him. We also have two new family medicine providers starting in September that will also do obstetrics care. And so the team just continues to grow, and lots of really wonderful additional new recruits in the pipeline as we speak.
So, Lisa, all the things that we've talked about in this very short amount of time, it all leads to kind of what we're going to end up talking about today, and that is OSF Healthcare's continued investment in this community. Yeah. And your passion is rural health care, but you're getting a little concerned.
Yeah, you know, without question. So as a healthcare executive, the long-term sustainability of rural health care is certainly my passion. I'm from the area. I grew up in the area. It's really what I have no question that my calling is really how do we protect this vital asset to our communities, which is rural health care. And when you look across the nation, it is concerning. We are really beginning to see a lot of challenges for rural healthcare systems to survive and thrive in rural communities. A lot of dynamics involved. When you really look at the shifts in healthcare to more outpatient-centered services, and when you look at your community hospitals like St. Mary Medical Center, that is your community hospital serving your inpatient needs, your emergency department needs. As more and more things begin to shift to outpatient services and you begin to see those services pulled out of your local community hospitals, it can put those services at risk.
Now, when you say people are pulling out of this area, you're saying are people, they're going to the bigger cities, they're going to Peoria, they're going to the Quad Cities, they're going elsewhere?
It's really as we see some of the services that traditionally have been provided within the hospital walls begin to be pulled out into more outpatient settings.
Gotcha.
And, you know, those are the services that, one, allow us to provide that comprehensive service for the patients, all one stop in your local community to receive all of your services. But also those are the services that honestly help us to keep the rest of it going.
Yeah.
So when you think about how healthcare operates, inpatient services, emergency department services, those are vital to our communities. Certainly none of us want to see those disappear from our local rural communities. But it's those other services that help to kind of keep that up and going, right? So you want to be able to continue to not only keep the lights on and pay the incredible teams that you have, but continue to invest as OSF has done here in Galesburg time and time again. And as the largest employer in the community, we have a heart for this community, and we continue to invest just really at very just continual levels within the community to ensure, just to absolutely ensure robust, comprehensive health care for this community in their community where they live.
So, Lisa, you and I were talking off the mic. Galesburg is a and the Galesburg surrounding community, it's a pretty rare thing to have such a hospital like OSF, Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center, in your community is pretty rare.
Without question.
Across the country.
Without question. In my experience, and not only working here locally, but I have had opportunity to work elsewhere outside of the state of Illinois as well, and helping to bring up new hospitals and build new community hospitals, this is very rare. Mm-hmm. To have this robust of a community hospital services within a rural community, connected to a health system that has the additional supports and connects for patients. And so this is actually a very rare and unique situation in today's rural healthcare landscape. And so it's a gift. It's something that we are honored to provide and to serve our rural communities. And but we ask for the support of our local community. You know, we are here to serve you. We need the rural communities, not just Galesburg, but I speak for rural communities across the country. We need the support of our communities to continue to offer the service we provide right here in your community. And it's the services you don't often think about, but sometimes maybe get taken for granted, such as those inpatient services, emergency department services that are challenging to provide in this day and age. Mm-hmm. Across the healthcare industry, but certainly are pivotal and so important to our communities. And so, you know, the support of our communities to keep those services alive and thriving and in a community is pivotal.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be look for OSF out and about all summer long.
You bet.
So involved in many different things.
Yes.
Big events like Taste of Galesburg. You're part of it again this year.
Yeah, you bet. So we absolutely love and enjoy the opportunity to get out and support our community. And we're going to be the title sponsor for the Taste of Galesburg again this year. We're sponsoring the first Fridays, and of course, we are so enjoying our opportunity to sponsor Galesburg High School Athletics, you know, along with our other traditional things that we support, you know, such as the Out of Darkness Walks and Alzheimer Walk and numerous golf outings, sports events, you name it, special events in the community. We are blessed to serve the communities we serve, and our mission partners, our team, we just enjoy getting out there and supporting those events in the community.